Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Already been a 5-year investigation of me. Yet, here I am, Mr. Chairman, taking up your offer. When you said we can bring these people in for depositions or committee hearings, whichever they choose. Well, I've chosen. I am here to testify at a public hearing today to answer any of the committee's legitimate questions. Republicans do not want an open process where Americans can see their tactics, expose their baseless inquiry, or hear what I have to say. What are they afraid of? I'm here. I'm ready.
Are you ready to go across?
See the tactics of the Republicans. Boy, they don't want us. Ooh, they would never want to show you what they do and expose their baseless charges against me. I don't care what they tell you. I don't care that I was a crackhead who doesn't pay child support, who's got a serious problem with rehab and prostitutes, and will absolutely get our government in trouble because of my addictions. Don't you remember? I was a poor crackhead kid back in the day. Boy, how long is that excuse going to work for him? And they love to tout this 5-year investigation. It wasn't an investigation, Hunter. Or anybody else listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. The website is the Kevin Jackson Network. A 5-year investigation? You know how long it takes to investigate a Trump? It's already happened. I just did it. I just said it. It's already underway. All you got to do is breathe it, think it. But boy, you want to investigate a Biden, you can't get the FBI to move. But Hunter says he wants you to see the open process. The Bidens are a tough sell these days. I'm going to talk about it next hour. Very difficult sell from the top down. How long do you think this strategy is going to work? This delay tactic of Hunter Biden that says, I'm not going to testify unless it's under the ways that I want to testify. He's repeated what his attorney said, what Abby Lowell said the other day, which I find, quite frankly, laughable.
You know, Hunter has written a book on his struggles with addiction, and he has written a book on laws that he has broken, doing cocaine, whatever. We can make the list. I'm just curious, does your client have any accountability in these charges?
Well, Hunter, like millions and millions of Americans, he has accountability. He has extraordinary accountability. I mean, first of all, he nearly died. Think about all the book says as to what he was through when he was misbehaving. And he's the first to say, this was me, Hunter Biden, squandering the opportunities I had in life. That's enormous accountability. Are you asking whether he should have accountability for the mistakes he made while he was addicted? Sure he should. And if the U.S. attorney had followed through and continued on what was supposed to happen in June, there would have been accountability because Hunter was in court that day to take account, you know, to have accountability and to show remorse and to be responsible for his conduct. It's not on him that anything happened bad after that day. It's on the government prosecutors who, after seeing the criticism and feeling the criticism, they said, whoops, we're going to now renege or try to renege, and we're going to then see if we can show the world that we haven't been easy. By the way, on that, today is December the 11th. Later today, according to the court schedule, on behalf of Mr. Biden, we will be filing motions to dismiss that Delaware charge, those Delaware charges,
right,
for the variety of reasons I just said.
But did he file a false return? Did he evade taxes?
When Mr. Biden goes into court,
it's a yes or no.
It's not a yes or no, because you want to drill. No, of course it's not. In order to file a false return that's actionable, the following things, depending on the statute, has to occur. It has to be willful. It has to be deliberate. It has to be knowing. It has to be in a year in which there's a tax deficiency. I will point out for now that in California, the serious charges they filed are in 2018. I don't think the government will be able to prove in any way that Hunter owed taxes in that year. So you can't ask a yes or no question on a complex area of law. What you can say is Hunter was late in filing and paying taxes in certain years. That is a given, as are millions and millions of Americans who do the same thing. The difference is millions and millions of Americans who do the same thing are not then confronted with a 56-page, 9-count indictment.
I'm always intrigued by the interesting way in which people frame an argument. Okay, so people aren't given 56-page indictments or whatever else, but what are they given? What exactly are you given? And let me ask you, what has Hunter done? And how, look at how the attorney just blows over the idea that this is a guy that set up 20-plus LLCs, multiple bank accounts, gets millions of dollars, can't give you a product that he does, has no abilities. I'm talking about, what does he do for these people? He doesn't know oil and gas. He doesn't know any of the markets that he serves, gets all this money. It gets distributed to family members, but they're just targeting him. It's a witch hunt. Look, folks, I'm telling you what you already know. But I do have some questions for you. Who built this strategy? Who are the people working with Hunter? Did Hunter do it on his own? Did he get with his attorneys and say, you know, I'm going to show contempt of Congress. I don't care. I'm going to stand on principle. This should be done to nobody. I'm an innocent man, and I want to make sure that everybody gets their fair share, blah, 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 their fair shake by the DOJ, blah, or what? Because I'm going to tell you what I think. I believe Hunter Biden is working with Joe Biden's Department of Justice. I can only imagine the number of burner phones that these guys have purchased so they can communicate with each other. I don't believe it for a second that Hunter would have the guts, without his father being the installed president, to do what he's doing. Because when you look at his record, and Abby Lowe can dismiss it all he wants, this guy's guilty. Oh, you know, people don't pay their taxes and people don't do that. Let me tell you what people don't do. People don't spend millions of dollars when they owe the IRS millions of dollars. They don't get to do that. I know that. And I think a lot of other people know it. We're going to be talking about the Bidens today.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user. $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
You're beginning to feel a little optimistic about our chances? What, Kevin Jackson, say you are chances? Because we have many things that are left to chance, don't we? Here's an example. Do we have a chance of getting Trump through the Republican primary? I say yes, we do. What do you feel about our chances? Huh, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Network? Welcome. You're listening to me. 844-551-8255, and you can get in touch with us at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com. What do you think the chances are that Biden is Trump's competitor going into the actual election? And if it is, and I'm hoping and praying that it is, what do you think his chances are of beating him? Biden's going to be a wounded duck. He already is. Now, here's the sad news, and I hate to say this because I've already predicted it. I feel as though I've willed it, and I didn't want to do that. But Biden will not be who Donald Trump faces. But let's drag it out. Come on, Comer. Come on, Jim Jordan. Let's all get together. Let's drag it out as long as we can, and then let's get them fighting. Let's start talking about, ooh, y'all going to step over a black woman to let Gavin Newsom in? Let's get a fight going. Let's talk about how qualified Kamala Harris is and how good she would be. And let's sing her praises. Let's get that fight going. Let's get these people spending lots of money and energy on the same nonsense they would be talking about with us. Oh, you misogynist? You don't want, you're going to replace an old white man with a young white man. Look at you. You're a bunch of heathens. That's what my grandmother called everybody. She's a heathen. She called girls heifers and others, and men usually heathens. He's a heathen. She's a heifer. I didn't know what a heifer is. A baby calf. I remember when I learned what a heifer was, I was like, why is she a baby calf, mother dear? Oh, boy, just she's a heifer. The Democrats are heifers. Heifer-bisons. They make you want to drink some heifer-bison, I'll tell you that. But what are they? Let's start the fights. Let's get the transsexuals fighting the feminists fighting the men inside of the eunuchs inside of their party. Let's start some fights. And then let's remind them, you picked that crooked guy before. How good are you at picking anybody? You need to just sit this one out. And as we start making arrests, you know, for all these FBI agents and these FISA court scoundrels, etc., let's remind these people who they are. Chances, huh? What do you think are Trump's chances to beat any Democrat? Here's what I say. Trump versus insert Democrat here. Trump wins in a landslide. Consider that when Trump gets his second term, I want you to consider this. What changes does he make when he gets back in? We're talking change. What, I mean, I could list a litany of changes that need to be made. What would be priority number one for you? I don't want to speak for anybody, but I'm going to tell you this. For me, I want Donald Trump's first change to be fire Christopher Wray. Then I want him to insert an actual FBI director who is going to look at that organization and get, I'm talking about clean it out. Fire, you guys have heard me say, fire Ray, fire all his minions, the people that support him, lie detector test, all the rest of them, and whoever lies, kick them out. But I want justice served. I want to see people arrested. I don't want this turn the other cheek. I don't know how you feel. I don't want to turn the other cheek scenario. I want Donald Trump to destroy the FBI, the NSA, and the CIA. I want new directors on every one of them. That would be my number one priority. Number two, I would want Donald Trump to contact every world leader and say, we are out of the Paris Climate Accords. We will not participate in any of the climate change nonsense. Every piece of government legislation will remove climate change, CRT, DEI, ESG, all that nonsense out. And we are going to focus on the business of government. Then I want Donald Trump to tell Congress, we will not send another dime to support the Ukraine situation. But we will help Israel. That's going to be our priority. Everything else will go back to internal America. And the first thing we're going to do is we're going to repower the Border Patrol. We're going to build that doggone fence around our country. And we're going to start prosecuting people who are anti-American citizen and pro-illegals. You're going to get prosecuted. We're going to prosecute your company. We're going to kick you out of office. You are going to become enemy number one to this country because you're letting in sex traffickers, drug dealers, human traffickers, you name it. And you're also breaking down our economy. We're also going to pass legislation in all 50 states that makes it illegal for anyone who is not a citizen of this country to vote. Do y'all want to vote for me or what? Can I get your support? Can I get your endorsement? Please. I just talked to in the first segment. We got a Cuban spy, and that's where Merrick Garland spent his time, on a 40-year-old cold case of a Cuban spy. And we got all kinds of stuff going on. We have Chinese nationals infiltrating this country. They've infiltrated every aspect of our government, our corporations, our universities, etc. And they want to go get a 40-year-old Chinese spy and spike the football. I want our standing in the world to go back to where it was. I want Iran, China, Russia, and any other country put on notice that you try to do anything that thwarts the American way of life, you become our enemy, and we will fight you economically, which is what Donald Trump did. Then he's got to look at inflation. I want you to imagine this world where Donald Trump gets elected, and during his time in what they call that session before he gets to take office, I forget what they call it, but during that time that he does like what he did for Obama, where he brought Carrier back, what if the minute Donald Trump got elected, the stock market started going up, inflation started going down, the Fed reduced the credit, you know, started lowering the interest rates again, and we know that a new sheriff was in town. How would that feel? What about if gas prices suddenly dropped 20, 30, 40 cents in a week? They drop a dollar over a month period. All during that interim period before Trump even takes office, where they just know he's coming. What if Iran starts talking again about, you know what, maybe we were the level of the inspections. You know, what if, terrorists suddenly take a ceasefire? Hamas starts going, you know what, Israel, here are all your hostages. I mean, can you imagine what's going to happen if Donald Trump gets elected? We will refill the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. We will rebuild our stat. We will be energy independent by the time he leaves again. And we won't be at war with Ukraine. I could give you a host of things that would happen, but I'll ask you this. Would you want this job? Would you want to undo? Think about Donald Trump wants this job. I wouldn't want this job. We'll be back.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. House Republicans considering initiating contempt proceedings against the president's son. Hunter Biden announcing outside the Capitol yesterday that he will only testify in his father's impeachment inquiry during a public hearing and will not comply with a Republican subpoena regarding his business dealings. Yesterday, the House unanimously approved the impeachment inquiry into President Joe Biden, with the entire Republican conference supporting the process. There's been a pause in one of former President Trump's legal cases. The federal election interference case against him is temporarily on hold as the judge has agreed to pause proceedings while considering the former president's appeal to dismiss the case. Federal Reserve policymakers maintaining the current interest rate, noting it as good news that the easing has occurred without a substantial rise in unemployment. Corey Myers, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you think in 11 months he will be their candidate?
I personally don't think he makes it. Okay? Having said that, I'm saving it for this big town hall. I personally don't think he makes it. I think he's in bad shape physically.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, to you listening to. That was Donald Trump. He agrees with me that Joe Biden won't be the Democrats' nominee. And he was going to go into more detail, but he started with, you know, physically he's not there, mentally he's not there, but he's got a lot on his plate. And we just talked about it in the beginning of the program. Hunter Biden's contempt of court. They think this is going to play. They think these stall tactics are going to work. They're not going to work. The Democrats can't sell Biden anymore. It's really that simple. But I want to get into the numbers because that's where it gets squirrely for me, and you've heard me talk about this. Here's what they wrote, Reuters. They said they have Donald Trump 38 to 36 ahead of Biden with 26% undecided. Yeah, that's the close race. They said, but the poll also carries troubling news for Trump. If he's convicted of a felony, 31% of Republicans wouldn't vote for him in 2024. That's an improvement, they say, over the 52% of Republicans who said that they wouldn't vote for him if he was convicted. And then the guy questions, or is it? The whole hypothetical question of whether Trump will lose support among Republicans if he's convicted is loaded. And the fact that the pollster got two entirely different responses shows the idiocy for asking it. The real question, he says, is as voters, what do they think of the trials being conducted trying to convict Trump of a variety of crimes? Only 25% of Republican voters believe the charges against Trump. And most of them believe that the charges are politically motivated. If that's the case, they said, how is it that 31% of Republicans won't vote for Trump if he's convicted on supposedly bogus charges? Now, I've been asking this question for a lot. I said, look, if you said to me, would you vote for a murderer? I'd go, ooh, I don't know. Would you vote for someone who murdered somebody trying to kill his children? You see what I'm saying? Now, you've already come to this conclusion. I don't have to tell you. But how stupid do you think this is? You know, how stupid do they think we are? The idea that you can make these questions appear any way you want. And that's what they do. And that's why I tell you all the time. I'm not even looking. When I see these polls, I don't care about the poll. I care about the trend. Let's go back to this. They said Trump would receive 90 to 93% of the Republican vote as he did in 2016 and in 2020, whether he's convicted or not. Now, here's what I'll tell you. I would vote for Donald Trump if he was convicted of any one of the 91 counts that they claim to have against him. I'd still vote for him. And it is for this exact reason we're talking about. I don't believe the press. I don't believe the hype. I believe they are out to get him. And I'm not going to let that happen. They go on to talk about Biden has another challenge. Reuters poll shows how serious it could be if Robert Kennedy may be a political gadfly. But the Kennedy name still resonates with many in America. RFC's constant advocacy against most vaccines has kept his name in front of the voters. Now, I went back and looked at the 2016 election. Trump 47, Hillary 46, Gary Johnson 3%. That's popular vote. Gary Johnson didn't win any electoral votes. I don't know how many votes he got per state. I don't know if he could have flipped any election, but 3% was significant. It wasn't a little bit when it's at the razor's edge. Now, it wasn't at the razor's edge for Trump because he blasted Hillary in the Electoral College. Certainly wasn't with Biden, who they cheated in ways that we are still trying to figure out. But in a close race, it could mean something. Now, here's what's interesting as we before we get into this Robert Kennedy stuff. A lot of polls say if Robert Kennedy runs, he'll take more votes from Trump than he will from Biden. You guys have heard me talk about this. I said, absolute nonsense. I don't believe it. Robert Kennedy is a Democrat, and he's a left-leaning Democrat that who's now an independent. So you could call him what you want, but he would be a left-leaning independent. He's got the Kennedy gravitas and Kennedy name attached to him. But he won't affect Donald Trump one iota. The people who are voting for Kennedy don't like the Democrats. They don't like Joe Biden. It really is that simple. And to try to make it appear so, no, they hate Trump. They like Biden more than they hate Trump is patently ridiculous. The reason why Robert Kennedy left the Democratic Party is because of mostly around COVID. A lot of people who are independent and independent thinkers feel identically the same. They feel like, this party left us. We have talked about it to the point where, quite frankly, segments like these don't interest me a lot, except I got to study the trends. Here's what they went on to say. Kennedy draws more support than from Biden than he does from Trump. Trump leads widens to a 5-point advantage nationally when respondents were given the option to vote for Kennedy. Some 16% of respondents picked Kennedy when given the option, while Trump had 36% support compared to 31% for Biden. Trump also led Biden by 5 points in the 7 swing states when Kennedy was an option. Kennedy is a problem for the left, and they can't do anything about it because he's a Kennedy. Kennedy, whose uncle was John F. Kennedy, served as president, whose father, Robert, was a senator and attorney general, faces the challenge to amass enough signatures to get on a ballot on all 50 states. And last week, a super PAC fund backing Kennedy's bid said it would spend up to $15 million to get him on the ballot in 10 states as a starting measure. You know how they get you on a ballot. They get a company that goes out and they harvest. They stand in front of Chick-fil-A's popular, locations with lots of foot traffic. And they say, are you typically in that district? And they say, are you in this district? Yes, I am. Would you sign our petition to get, Senator Kennedy on the thing? And it'll say something like, elections should be fair. Everyone should have their fair chance. This, that, and the other. And they will sign up. But they're not going to hurt Trump. And that's what these numbers signify. And that's what we already know. And the reason why I guess we're refreshing, even though I just talked about it 2 segments ago, we're refreshing is because in a small amount of time, it's easy for conservatives to lose their backbones. Trump's the guy. And he should be the guy. Because we have a crazy world out there. And when there's chaos, you search for something. I don't know if you ever heard of chaos theory. But I can tell you this, when there's chaos, you want something that's firm, something you can believe in, something you can hold on to. And that's why conservatism wins. The majority of the time when we talk about conservatism, I tell you, conservatism is going to win. I mean, it's steeped in religious implications. But conservatism wins. And the reason is, you, when you think about what do you want to depend on, what do you depend on? Can't depend on government. Can you depend on family? Can you depend on friends? Human nature? I mean, there's lots of things that you, when things are going difficult in your life, you have to remember certain things. I don't know what it may be. I mean, it varies from person to person. Yes, there are universal truths. But there are things that are true because they're true in your life. For example, maybe there's somebody that you go, this person, man, no matter what, they're for me. My son's going through this himself. He asked me one day, he said, Dad, if I was a serial killer, would you still visit me in jail or whatever? And I said, yeah. He goes, you would? And I go, yeah. I go, man, I'd love you no matter what you do. Now, I would be embarrassed by you. And the only reason I asked me, we were watching Dahmer. I don't want you guys thinking, oh, his kid's crazy. No, that was the reason. And Dahmer's father stuck with him. And he was like, are you that kind of dad? And I'm like, yeah. I'm that kind of dad. I'm not going to condone it, but I'm going to be with you. That's what friends do. And it was funny because he brought it up another time. And what it told me was there was a sense of, I'm not going to say pride. That wasn't the emotion. But there was something in him that went, man, that makes me feel good. My dad is with me no matter what. Now, he also knows that's a stupid thing to be with him on. But he also, there's another side of him that says, yeah, but what about things that I do mess up on? Knowing that my family's there, that's important. And that's what Trump's engendered and the Democrats can't get.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer.
The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Paula said that she doesn't think that a ruling on this case would necessarily impact any of the other criminal cases Trump is facing. Do you agree?
So I agree with Paula 99% of the time. I slightly disagree on this one. If Donald Trump is to win here, obviously Jack Smith's federal election interference case is out the window. I also think Fannie Willis's case is doomed. Yes, that is a state-level case, but the principles of immunity would apply whether it's a federal or state-level prosecution. Again, that's if Trump wins. I do agree with Paula. This will have no impact on the hush money case because that conduct almost entirely happened before Trump was president, and it definitely will not impact the federal Mar-a-Lago classified documents case because that conduct was entirely after Donald Trump was president. But if he wins here, I think two of the four cases are going to be out the window.
Alyssa, Mr. Trump was supposed to testify in his New York trial today. He announced last night that he was not going to. Do you think his team has decided to switch its focus elsewhere?
not good news for the anti-Trump crowd. But I don't know if you caught that very the bit at the end where Jake Tapper asked about what's going to happen going forward. Let's play it because I want to see if you catch it. Here's the very end of that.
Alyssa, Mr. Trump was supposed to testify in his New York trial today. He announced last night that he was not going to. Do you think his team has decided to switch its focus elsewhere?
Did you catch it? Jake Tapper doesn't call former President Trump President Trump. He calls him Mr. Trump. Notice it, when they handle Trump in court, the judges, they don't call him President Trump, former President Trump. They call him Mr. Trump. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not one on convention in that respect, but I do notice that other people are. I've never called Biden on my own terms President Biden. He's not a president to me. If you've ever heard me say it, it's because I'm reading it. And many times when I read what people write about Biden, I just call him Biden. I don't even call him Mr. Biden. I have zero respect for Joe Biden. Zero. But what I notice is the media is supposed to rise above all that. And okay, fine. I'm telling you right now, I'm in the gutter when it comes to this. But the media is supposed to rise above it. That's what Jake Tapper says. He didn't testify. Mr. Trump didn't testify. You won't find Jake Tapper refer to Biden with anything other than his title. Just an aside. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. We are talking about Donald Trump and asking people, you know, look, the idea that Donald Trump is sticky is no surprise to me. And when I mean sticky, I'm saying people will vote for the man no matter what. And I understand why. Many things drive it. One, he's already got a track record. Two, we've witnessed what happens with these other folks, talking about the Joe Bidens, the Hillary Clintons, the James Comeys, etc. We've seen what they're willing to do to penalize Donald Trump and the witch hunts that they're willing to go on. And you question, why is he? Let me ask you this. If Donald Trump had been a less effective president, would you be as supportive? That's an interesting question, isn't it? And I'll tell you why. If Donald Trump had been a failed president, he wouldn't be getting targeted. He wouldn't have traction. He wouldn't be sticky. There'd be no reason to do anything to it. So it's rhetorical. But if you answer it in its rhetorical sense, the answer should still be yes. If Donald Trump were being hounded as he is right now, whether he was a good president or a bad president, would you support him? I've said I would have supported if they'd gone after Barack Obama illegally, the way they've done Trump, I would have supported Barack Obama. But it does make you question. And I think the other thing that that question makes you take note of is the truth, which is, if Donald Trump weren't a good president, there'd be no need to go after him, right? Of course not. There'd be no need to go after anybody around him. People would be saying, well, what's the big deal? Why are you going after Trump? Why are you going after Manafort? Why are you going after this person? There's no reason to. I just gave you Trump's strategy. He needs to say that. Either you think he's a bad president and, you know, his policies were horrible and did nothing for the country, etc. Or he's so good that you got to target him for everything. Because what Trump should say is, look, you can't have your cake and eat it too, Democrats. You can't claim that I'm a horrible president, but then wonder, why does everybody want me? Why is it that people stick to me? Why is it that if I get indicted, there are people that say they will still vote for me? Would they do that if I weren't a good president? Now, there are some people that have made the decision to vote for Trump no matter what because they do see what the Democrats are doing, but that's a small minority. And as I've already said, I've explained it myself, I'd be much less willing to be supportive of Trump if he weren't a good president. That doesn't mean I wouldn't stand by principle, but I would be like, I mean, we got to protect the guy based on his rights, but it isn't like we want this guy back. Okay, let's frame it this way. We're having fun with this subject. Joe Biden, the way that he's performed, would he be targeted? Is there anybody afraid to face Joe Biden in any election cycle, including his own Democrats? Is anybody fear like, oh, man, that dude, he's performed like such a rock star that we can't, there's no way that we could not support this guy? What about his current troubles? I mean, I can say this definitively. No matter how Donald Trump performed, if he did what Joe Biden has done, I would want him impeached and prevented from being able to be into politics. And of course, we're trying to get Joe Biden out now. But I don't know. I think a lot of Democrats, and again, this is all speculation, folks. I'm just rambling. I ain't going to lie. I'm rambling. I think a lot of Democrats have abandoned Joe Biden, and he's not being targeted. It isn't. Okay, let me frame it this way. Let's say we are targeting Joe Biden, which we're not. He's guilty. He's the big guy. You look at what his family's doing. I just heard Hunter Biden say he's got no qualms in telling people, I'm proud of my record. I'm proud of my record as a crackhead, as a deadbeat dad. Oh no, he didn't say any of that. He said he's proud of his Ivy League background, and he's proud of the foreign relations he's made with respect to his businesses. He's proud of this. You can see their strategy. Keep lying. Act like you've done something holier than thou. So that's their strategy. We're not targeting Joe Biden. He's guilty. The difference between this is I would ask this question. Yeah, this is actually a good one. I'm glad we finally got to it because I knew it was fishing around in my brain a little bit. If Joe Biden is found guilty, if he's indicted, how many of the Democrats do you think would stick with him? That's a pretty good question, isn't it? And I'm not asking it because of Trump's stickiness. I'm asking it just because I really want to know. How many Democrats do you think would go, you know what? I want that guy no matter what. He has really changed politics. He's made it better. I mean, when people talk about Trump, you know what they say? They say, you know what? I realize he's boorish and he's brash and, you know, he can be egotistical and he's all that. But. And the but is, he was effective. Dude got it done. That's what they say. Do you think anybody's going to say that about Joe Biden? I don't hear anything at all about, you know, if Joe Biden's indicted, it will change nothing for me in the way I think about him. I would love to see that poll done. Maybe I'll get one of our guys to do it. Because if you're going to compare, we get all kinds of comparisons. Isn't that what a poll is? It's to give you sort of a litmus test. Have two polls. One is, if Trump is indicted for classified documents or whatever the nonsense that they have him up for, would you stick with him? Which one's up? That's already been run. If Joe Biden is indicted, if it turns out Joe Biden has taken foreign money, did help his family, blah, blah, blah. Frame it any way you like. Would you support Joe Biden if that was the case? I will bet you money the Democrats will never want to run a poll like that.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.